Macmillan Audio presents Resilient, the untold story of CrossFit's greatest comeback. Written and read for you by Brooke Wells, with a foreword written and read by Todd Melanie.
Foreword, the hard way. My first project working in the CrossFit industry was in 2014. As we prepared to launch Noble, I watched the coverage of the then Reebok CrossFit Games on ESPN from my apartment in Boston and researched every individual competitor. I had spreadsheets, bios, and links to each athlete's social media accounts with recommendations as to who might be a potential fit for our soon-to-be-launched challenger brand. The sport of CrossFit was growing at a profound rate, alongside and supported by the social media boom on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Many of the athletes found themselves training at their local CrossFit gym one day, and then after performing at the games, celebrities to an absolutely rabid fan base the next. This was all new to me, having timidly started CrossFit the summer prior to better understand the community that was about to change my career and life. In May of 2015, our small team dispersed across the country to showcase Noble at each regional CrossFit event, building 10-foot by 10-foot booths with the few samples we had available. We fine-tuned the brand message and integrated ourselves into the CrossFit community, while our sales pitch was being strengthened by the magic happening on the competition floor, unbeknownst to us. Event one was Randy, a CrossFit hero workout honoring a police officer killed in the line of duty in 2008. 75 snatches for time. I was in Seattle at the West Regional when my phone started blowing up. "Did you see the girl wearing your shoes?" "No. Who?" "Brooke Wells." "Who's Brooke Wells?" "The girl who's winning." That was the last time I, or anyone else in the CrossFit world, asked, "Who is Brooke Wells?" In the years since, I have had a hard time recalling another "I have arrived" moment in CrossFit, quite like Brooke's performance in Randy. In a photo that went viral globally on social media within hours, Brooke debuted the brand new BlackBerry trainers. The world said hello to Brooke Wells, and Noble said hello to the world, all at the same time. Brooke didn't just set a time to beat in her region. At just 19 years old, she won the event globally on her way to winning the entire competition and making her debut at the CrossFit Games. Brooke and I were introduced the very next day, and our journeys have been intertwined ever since. A few weeks later, Brooke was in Boston for a games training camp. She and I met for coffee, which has become a ritual of ours over the years. Brooke was quiet and polite. We talked about her upbringing and how she planned to prepare for her first CrossFit Games appearance. Later that day, I watched Brooke train with a group of Games veterans as they completed a gruesome hill sprint workout. It felt like some kind of cruel initiation. If Brooke was nervous, you wouldn't have known. She carried herself with class and confidence. I remember thinking that the veteran athletes seemed more aware of her than she was of them. And I thought I knew why. Brooke represented an evolution of the sport. In recent years, it's become common to see teen sensations burst on the scene at the CrossFit Games. Largely a result of the teen division that was introduced in 2015 to foster athlete development, Brooke was ahead of schedule. Her background in gymnastics and track and field were catalysts to her adoption of CrossFit, which her dad signed her up for as an after-school activity in high school. While her twin sister Sydney competed in track at the University of Missouri, Brooke focused on CrossFit. She was a collegiate athlete, but without all the university support that comes with it. Despite earning income from sponsors and prize money, like winning Wodapalooza in 2016, Brooke chose the hard way, staying in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?